It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo, the CCM Health, and we're going to talk with Lisa Sanvin and Megan Stone. And good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How's your morning going so far?
It's been good. It's beautiful weather.
That's right. This past weekend, it was great weather, wasn't it?
Yes.
Hopefully it's like that this weekend.
That would be nice.
All right. Lisa, we'll start with you. Why don't you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, then Megan can do the same.
I'm Lisa Sanvin. I'm the community paramedic at CCM Health. I was a paramedic starting in 2017 here, and in fall of 2021, I switched to the community paramedic role, and now I do home visits trying to keep people out of the emergency room, and I also do a lot of work with our Chukis patients.
Okay. Where did you grow up and your education there, Lisa?
I am from Kirkhoven originally. I've lived in a few other states over the years. I actually used to be a technical writer. That's what I was trained for. After I took care of my parents for 5 years, I decided to go into the medical field, and I became a paramedic.
Wow, that's a great story. That's awesome. Megan, how about you?
My name is Megan Stone. I am the Emergency and Trauma Services Supervisor. I took that role over in the fall of last year. Prior to that, I started here as a registered nurse in 2015 and have just kind of worked as a charge nurse and OB nurse and ER nurse.
And where you grew up and your education?
Sure. I grew up in Granite Falls, and me and my husband live and our children live in between Monee and Dawson now, and I went to Minnesota West for my nursing degree.
Okay, great. Well, Lisa, what's our subject matter for this morning on Wellness Wednesday?
Well, May is American Stroke Month, so we want to share information with your listeners about strokes.
I'll just turn the floor over to you two then.
Okay. Well, stroke is Minnesota's sixth leading cause of death, and across America, one person dies from a stroke every 4 minutes. CCM Health is an acute stroke-ready hospital, so our EMS crew and our emergency department staff are prepared to provide the best possible stroke care for our community. With a stroke, calling 911 can save your life because your care starts right in the ambulance. An ambulance is essentially an emergency room on wheels. We can start in the ambulance to evaluate the patient. We also initiate what's called a code stroke, and that's a notification to the emergency room that ensures that the necessary staff are in the ER when we arrive. There are limited lengths of time to treat for a stroke depending on the type of stroke it is, and those times can range from 4.5 hours to 24 hours. So it really is important that you call 911 to get to the emergency room as soon as possible. We're going to go through the list of signs and symptoms in a little bit to watch for a stroke. But the other thing that the ambulance crew will do, because there are other conditions that can mimic a stroke, we'll start doing the diagnostic process in the ambulance. That includes doing an EKG to check your heart rhythm and also a blood sugar test, because actually hypoglycemia or low blood sugar can mimic some signs of a stroke.
Okay. When the ambulance arrives to the ER, the staff will continue doing more testing. They can provide or administer life-saving medications as needed, and they can also initiate transport to a comprehensive stroke center.
We're on the clock as soon as you see signs and symptoms of a stroke. So So we're going to go through those next so you know when you should call 911 to save your life or the life of someone that's with you. Megan's going to tell us the times and what can be done for different types of strokes.
So the treatment for strokes, some strokes may be treated with a clot-busting medication if it's given within 4.5 hours after the start of symptoms. There's another treatment that may be available up to 24 hours after the start of symptoms, and this treatment is actually a surgical technique where they physically go in and remove the clot.
So as we said, there, you're on the clock as soon as you see the signs and symptoms of a stroke. And the acronym for those signs and symptoms is BFAST, because we want you to remember you need to be fast if you see signs and symptoms of a stroke, because time lost is brain lost. The B in BFAST is balance loss. So if your coordination or balance suddenly becomes difficult, if you find you can't hold something in your hand and it just drops, or if you're just walking and you lose your balance, some people might fall, some people near fall.
The E in BFAST means any eyesight change. Is there a sudden change in vision, blurred vision, difficulty seeing?
The F is facial drooping. Does one side of the face droop, or is it numb? The actual face drooping is something that someone with you would be more likely to see than you would be yourself, but you would be able to feel it if your face was numb.
The A stands for arm weakness. Is one arm either weak or numb? Are you unable to grab anything, unable to feel it?
Slurred speech is the S in BFAST. If a person's speech is slurred, if they're unable to speak, or if they're hard to understand. Sometimes when a person is having a stroke, they will not say the correct words as they're talking. So if someone is not able, if you can't understand them anymore, it's possible they're having a stroke.
If a person shows any of these symptoms in BFAST, even if the symptoms go away, they should call 911 and get to a hospital immediately.
There are a few suddens outside of the BFAST that are also signs and symptoms of stroke. If you have very sudden numbness or weakness in the face, arm, or leg, especially if it's all on one side of the body, sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding, sudden trouble seeing in one or both eyes, sudden trouble walking, dizziness, loss of balance or coordination, sudden severe headache with no known cause. Remember, be fast, because time lost is brain lost. Again, the treatment time windows range from 4.5 hours to 24 hours, depending on the stroke type.
All right, if you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Lisa Sandvin. Lisa's a community paramedic and from CCM Health, and Megan Stone. Megan's emergency and trauma room supervisor, and May is American Stroke Month, and some really good information there, ladies. I have a question. Is there anything we can do to prevent strokes?
There are risk factors that cause strokes. Some of them can be changed and some of them cannot be changed. The ones that can be changed through lifestyle changes include managing your blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, you should see your doctor and take the medication that's prescribed. The same with your cholesterol levels and your diabetes. If you have either of those conditions, you should also take your medications as you're prescribed them and keep visiting your doctor regularly to keep those under control. quitting tobacco is a very big lifestyle change that affects your risk of having a stroke. And also, staying active is very good for your body.
You mean like going for a walk?
Yes, going for a walk, going for any kind of activity. Just not being a couch potato and watching TV all day long.
Right. I have another question, Lisa and Megan. Some of the symptoms, is it passing out or unconsciousness and coming to? Is that part of a stroke symptom too? Can you pass out or go unconscious?
Generally not for a stroke.
Okay.
That sounds more like a seizure type activity.
Okay.
But if that happens, that's still another thing that you should be seen for. It depends also if it's unprovoked or if it's provoked. If you hit your head and pass out, that's a completely different thing than if you're just sitting at the dinner table and all of a sudden pass out.
All right, real good. Anything else that you'd like to mention during May is American Stroke Month?
Just back to risk factors, there are some risk factors that cannot be changed. Aging, the normal process of aging increases stroke risk, and the risk of stroke doubles every 10 years after age 55. Your sex matters. Men are more likely to have a stroke, but a higher number of women have and die from strokes every year. And that's generally because women live longer than men and strokes are more common as you get older. Race and ethnicity. You can't change your race or ethnicity, and some of the populations have higher rates of diabetes and obesity and high blood pressure, which are the lifestyle changes that you can make that I mentioned earlier. In 2018 to 2021, the stroke death rate was more than 30 to 40% higher in Asian and Pacific Islander, African American, African born, and American Indian Minnesotans than compared to the overall Minnesota average. And we have a large Pacific Islander population in our county, and that's very important information for them to know. They're going to be at higher risk, and so they should do as much with the lifestyle changes as they can to reduce their stroke risk. The lowest stroke death rates are in Hispanic and Latino men and women. And the last risk factor that you can't change, you've heard it said, you can't pick your family. And if you have a family history of strokes, people share family members share genes, cultures, lifestyles, and environments, and those things together may increase the risk of stroke.
Well, I tell you what, that was some really good information there, ladies. Always keep that in mind. Time is of the essence when you witness someone having a stroke or if you're having a stroke yourself. That's the main thing, right?
Correct.
Call 911.
And if you have any... call 911 if you or someone around you appears to be having a stroke. Get help right away. Time lost is brain loss. And also, if you want more information, you can visit us at www.ccmhealthmnforminnesota.com.
All right. I ask everyone this before we close our program. What do you like about working at CCM Health, ladies?
I like that my job is so varied from day to day. I never know what's going to happen when I come in. And I also really like teaching people how to take care of their health.
How about you, Megan?
I agree with Lisa on that completely. We also have a great group of people that work here, and everybody is very close to each other. And just a joy. It makes it more enjoyable to come to work every day.
All right, real good. Thank you so much for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
That's right. That's Megan Stone. Megan's the Emergency Trauma Room Supervisor at CCM Health, and Lisa Sanvin. Lisa's a community paramedic for CCM Health. And this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.